Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And welcome. I could not be more happy, more overjoyed, more pumped up to welcome you to our Star Wars Celebration 2017 Orlando blog pods, where I will take you through the medium of audio podcasting on my adventures through Star Wars Celebration in Orlando. It is Wednesday morning, 7 p.m. I am waiting for my Uber to go to LAX, and I could not be more thrilled. Now, before we get started with all the fun, I want to thank all the listeners that voted for little old me in the Star Wars Podcast Awards, because I woke up this morning a little bit confused. I had all these abusive messages from a certain someone, and I didn't know why. But it was because I took out favorite fan host or fanboy host, and that's really cool. I thank you so much. I love making these shows for you guys, so it was cool to get a little JPEG saying that, I don't know, that was acknowledged, and you know, our tons of our friends got awards. Blue Harvest got best theme, and Star Wars Minute got best cover. Rogue One got best ensemble. Making Star Wars, the podcast network, got best network. So that is all super cool. And I'm probably, you know, missing ones. It's early. It's 7 p.m. I'm not reading this off a list, but it was rad. And I was, you know, I think it's super cool. So thanks so much, everyone. Now I have got to earn it over the next 5 days, and we'll be bringing you daily podcasts. And what's very exciting is that I will be covering Star Wars Celebration for Channel 10 in Australia's Studio 10. So we will have some really exciting access to some things. So, buckle in. As they say in the classics, this is where the fun begins. All right, you guys, it is 7:31 and I am in my Uber heading to LAX, and I am here cruising along with Eric the Uber driver. How you doing, man?
All right, perfect. How are you?
I'm real good. Now, I haven't told you where we're going. Well, I've told you we're going to the airport, but I haven't said where I'm going after that. I'm keeping that a mystery. Right. But I'm going... Are you a fan of the Star Wars movies?
Yes, kind of.
So I'm going to Star Wars Celebration. So it's like a big 4-day event where Star Wars fans from all around the world come just to celebrate the Star Wars films.
All right, perfect. That's perfect.
Do you have like a favorite character in Star Wars or a favorite movie? Or
I don't know what to answer.
Sorry.
I've sprung this on you very early in the morning.
I mean, it's kind of early to answer, I guess, that question.
Sorry.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite, to be honest with you, I don't go to movies a lot. I like to watch documentary shows, scientific shows, that type.
God, you're far more highfalutin to viewer than I.
Like Forensic Files, The Detectives, those are my kind of shows.
Okay.
Mystery, how they get solved, and that type.
All right, well, you might like Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, because it's a mystery and they're trying to solve stuff. So that could be, judging by your profile, that could be your fave one. Do you find, like, so there's going to be, like, tens of thousands of Star Wars fans all dressed up. Does that sound like, is that surprising to you, or you think, oh, yeah, those films are pretty big?
No, it's not surprising. People are Star Wars movie fan. They like to celebrate with the movie stars, directors. So I think it's a legitimate thing to do.
We will be celebrating with movie stars and directors. That's why we're so exciting. Well, thanks for getting us there on time, Eric. And I have to say, you are one of the best smelling Uber drivers I've ever come across.
Thank you very much. I mean, this is a public service, not only for you. I care about myself. If you don't care about yourself, you cannot care about others.
Well, with tens of thousands of Star Wars fans, I'm not sure for the next 4 days I'm going to smell anyone as good as you. So I'm savoring the moment.
Thank you. It's nice of you to say that.
Five stars.
Thank you. I hope if you come back, I can be your driver again and say hi to everybody at the show. Uh-huh. For me, and have a good time there.
I think I might.
I hope I'm not the only one with the accent.
No, there'll be accents. I've got an accent. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you very much, and you have a good day and a nice flight, and have a good time in that gathering.
Cheers. All right, you guys, it is just after 8 o'clock, and I've got to try and hope that the excess baggage will not be with me. There is a lot of T-shirts packed in my two bags. It is the Will of the Force. I was like half a kilo or whatever you Americans measure stuff in, and the guy said that was fine. I had, like, one bag was like 47 and the other bag was 53 and a half, and moved a couple over. Bang! Balance to the Force. All right, you guys, it is 10:19. I am in my hotel. I have had a very hectic day. The plane ride was awesome. Ray Park was on our plane. I bumped into Chris Gore from Film Threat, and he was so psyched on their Have You Seen Him t-shirt and stickers. And the plane was filled with Star Wars fans and just people just amped up for what is going to go down over the next 4 days. I've just met up with my cameraman, Owen, from Studio 10. He's flown out from Sydney, and then we had dinner with some lovely people at the Disney Corporation. And yeah, I'm psyched. I'm going downstairs to pick up our lollipops, our very special celebration giveaway, which will also be, I'll be saving a bunch for any t-shirt orders over until they run out. But I'll be chucking one of those in with all them. There's only a thousand made, and I think they're pretty cool. You can now suck on your sucky Snoke theory. So I'm going to go downstairs and pick up the lollies, and then I'm going to go over to the convention center and catch up with some old friends, some of which I have never met in person, who are currently in line for the 40th anniversary panel. And who knows what's going to go down at that one. Will we get Ewan McGregor? Will we get Harrison Ford? Will we get the maker himself, George Lucas? I don't know, you guys, but if you can't tell, I'm pumped. Hey, guys, just want to give you a heads up in between blog pod entries that the Steel Wars merch store is up and firing. We have got the I'm with Snoke t-shirt, the Endor themed Yub Nub. Your Snoke theory sucks. That's back in stock, and so is the Have You Seen Him t-shirt. All the t-shirts come with premium downloads. I chuck in tons of stickers, and you also get a Your Snoke Theory Sucks lollipop while they last. It's all up at steelwars.com. It is 1:27 a.m. and we are in the 40th anniversary line, or are we at the worst wedding ever? I don't know. We won't know, but the music says maybe. I tell you this much, it was all quiet. Everyone was chilling. There was kids sleeping, and then they decide to have a rave for 65-year-olds in the corner. I don't know what's going on, but we are podcasting in a giant hall where I don't even know what's happening with this music. Everyone, introduce yourselves.
Hey, it's Dom from Star Wars Underworld. It's good to be back. It couldn't be a celebration blog pod without me, I think.
Get over yourself, man.
Ben, Star Wars Underworld.
What's your Instagram? What's your Twitter address?
At Ben Hart with no E.
Yes, Ben yes. Hart. First no appearance e. on Steel Wars. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, yeah, Steel Wars, finally.
Yeah, you sound excited, man.
He's at a loss for words.
Well, it is, like what you said, 1:20 something in the morning. So, yeah, it's been a long day.
Pick up the pace, buddy. Pick up the pace. That microphone can just get shut off at any second, man.
Wow, he's already threatening me, aren't he?
Patrick?
Patrick from Geek Radio and Radio Free Mandalore.
And the official Californian Steel Wars merch warehouse assistant.
Warehouse assistant, yes. Jerry's the warehouse manager. We all work for Jerry.
It's like, I like when anyone does me a favor just to belittle them as much as possible.
Yes.
And it's all about the game and how you play it. It's Triple H himself.
I actually changed my name to Eric. I'm Eric from the Bad Motivators. This is a great time. This DJ is, man, this is lit. Loving
it. Oh, my God. Call that, what's that bear that hangs out in the woods and puts out
Smokey.
Fires?
Smokey.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to see
Smokey
any smoke. But it's weird, Eric, to see you and have your awesome voice come out of that awesome hair.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
It's amazing.
I'm pretty great, man.
Yeah.
I really am.
I can't talk. Like, I can't, just every time, like, I hear your voice come out of your head, I'm like, that is soothing.
It's very weird.
And okay. Keep talking so I can't hear that.
Okay,
noise. I don't think the podcast can hear it. They're currently playing Weird Al Yankovic, but they've just been playing, like, bad wedding DJ songs and then occasionally a lightsaber sound.
At least this kind of makes sense, what they're playing right now. Like, it kind of makes sense.
At least it is Star Wars.
But, like, a few minutes ago they were playing, like, a Miley Cyrus remix. It's like, how is this celebration? How is the Star Wars celebration?
They're taking a wrecking ball to the Death Star?
I think the strategy is that if they make this as bad as possible, the panel tomorrow will seem that much better.
Yeah.
That's a bad strategy, man. That's a bad strategy.
So that just annoys people in line. This is what this does, so that we're not excited for things tomorrow.
All right, real quick, see if we can get a chant. No more DJ! No more DJ! No more DJ! No more DJ!
I don't feel like it caught on.
At least they know how we feel.
Yeah, at least I don't think people are quite as passionate about this as we are.
Nah, dude, look at their faces. It's sad faces. We're at Star Wars Celebration and it's glum. But the one thing, I tell you what, the only people that are excited is everyone on Twitter that are like enjoying me complain. Like they're just like, ah, oh, finally something to make me happy that I'm not here.
These are really nice people. They're just happy about your misery.
But it's like 1 a.m. There's people asleep. Kieran was asleep.
Experiencing the misery.
Kieran was asleep.
There are like, kids behind us.
Like we had Kieran, who's all the way from England. He is English, the most whingiest of all people, and they've just waken him up.
Care to respond, Kieran?
You're right about one thing. I am the whingiest person here, probably. No. But
at least you admit
was
it.
Needed, you know. Yeah. The DJ, to be fair, woke me up, and now I'm never going to get back to sleep as a result.
It sounds.
I
like
didn't say you're the whingiest person here. I said you're from the whingiest country.
Okay.
I wasn't like saying bad things about you. It's a little thing I like to call racism.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
I don't think you'll find
now.
Anybody to fit in with that here. No, no.
I
love how all the foreigners laughed at that joke, and all the Americans were just like,
"We don't use the word whingy in America."
Yeah, I was trying to pretend like I knew what it meant.
Oh, really?
I'm still. Hey, I know what it means.
All right. Whingy is the word to describe me when you don't speak into the microphone correctly.
Okay.
Man, Patrick, you're just
getting Patrick looks
up.
Like he's about to eat the microphone now.
All right. Well, anyone have... I got a plane with Ray Park. That was very exciting.
That's way cooler than anything I've done.
Has anyone had any Star Wars, like, celebrity sightings so far?
Besides you?
Oh,
that's God. What you told me one time. I said I saw a celebrity and you said it was you. So I'm just throwing it back at you, buddy.
We nearly ran into the new R2-D2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jimmy V. We were running to... I don't remember where we were going, but we were going somewhere. And we nearly ran over him as we were running there.
Wow.
We nearly killed the second R2.
They may need a new R2-D2 to replace the new R2-D2.
What happened to that Canadian politeness?
It went out the door as soon as I walked across the border.
You guys were at some weird event today.
Yeah, we were at the...
weird event.
We were at a press conference for the Starlight Children's Foundation where they were announcing their new Star Wars Force for Change stuff. And
I read this, and am I right that they're going to give sick kids virtual reality to go do stuff?
Yeah.
That is dope.
It's amazing. Yeah, they're going to have a couple of Star Wars experiences. They're going to have the Trials on Tatooine, which we tried in London. They have a new thing that they're unveiling this weekend where apparently you get to meet BB-8. And then there, anything else that ILM X Labs does will go on to this. Plus, there's things where the kids can be Star Wars characters. And then they're also partnering with, like, Google Earth so that kids can, like, go to famous landmarks around the world.
Is there, like, a virtual thing where you can almost run over the new R2-D2?
Maybe. That may be the big announcement this weekend.
Okay, great.
Bigger than The Last Jedi. It's going to be crazy.
So, what about rumors for the 40th anniversary panel? What are we hearing?
What are we hearing, or what have we been saying? Because we just want it.
GL and HF.
Yeah, I was going to say. I keep hearing Harrison Ford, but that's just because people say they want it.
Yeah. That's the question. Is it actual rumors, or is it just, hey, wouldn't it be great if...
I think it's the latter there.
I kind of think there may be some truth to it. We'll find out in about 12
hours. Yeah, I'd love for you to be right.
We'll find out in about 10 hours. We'll see.
There's always some truth in Patrick Bonfresco's.
Yeah,
isn't that what Ahsoka always
line.
Said?
I'm pretty sure that's the
are you saying
is,
I'm a legend?
All right. Yeah, you're... All
right. Good stuff. Finally something good happens to me on one of these.
I congratulations on your Medal of Yavin.
Thank you.
It's more than Chewbacca got.
So shiny.
What's it made of? Is it chocolate?
No.
Disappointing.
All right, so the music has finished.
They must have known.
Mercifully. Maybe our chant worked.
That was just the opening act.
I would love it if the DJ's back there just sobbing.
They'll
they were
back.
Chanting that I should stop.
They'll be back at 3 a.m. for round two.
Probably.
if you're going to start a DJ at like 1:30 in the morning, like hand out the ecstasy at 12:15. Like, do you know what I mean? It's Disney. They can afford it.
Yeah.
I'd love a red Mickey.
That would make it better. Oh, there's some new chant going on. Looks like a lightsaber duel going on over there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, then.
This makes more sense than a DJ.
Well, at least it's, like, self-made.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's pretty cool.
What about you, Eric? What are you looking forward to the most on the weekend?
This right here, man. This was it. My expectations were low, and thank God.
Yeah, I don't think he's even coming back tomorrow.
No, I'm set. This is good. And no, man, the Last Jedi panel is going to be a huge deal. And the MSW event on Friday, that's going to be the thing.
Yeah, that's going to be something.
Yeah.
I was...
Can you give us a tease of what you've already read, please?
Well, so we're going to do... Like, all the podcasts are going to do stuff, and it's going to be super fun. We're going to... hashtag release the poems, whatever that means. I don't know. Johnny Grasso. Johnny Grasso is missing.
Yeah. Where is he?
Have you seen him?
I feel like, I think what has to happen is we all have to do our best yo like three times and he'll appear like Beetlejuice.
Yo! Yo! 3, 2, 1. Yo!
Yeah. I have heard the legend is if you write 10 positive iTunes reviews, he'll appear. That's what I've heard.
Pretty sure.
But, oh my God, they got a chant. Let's go who?
Deadpool,
I think. We're rooting on Deadpool for some reason.
Oh, is Deadpool over there fighting? Oh, that's just fan service. That is
dancing
just fan
with
service.
A Mando earlier.
That is just fan service. What were we talking about before we just changed track?
You were about to tell us about...
Oh, Emily's thing.
Yes.
Okay. I told a couple of you guys this, but like, so Emily sent me the script. So at the Making Star Wars things, we're going to have all the podcasts get up and do stuff. We're going to release the poems, whatever that means. And then we're going to have the erotic fan fiction. So Emily Lynn from the Safe Haven wrote this Mendo-themed erotic fan fiction, which is, I can't remember what it's called, but it's very, just...
Something about capes and hearts.
Yeah, yeah. Which
oh, my
just,
God.
Just the title, but you know when you, like, ask for something, but you can't handle it? Uh-huh. Like, it's like, oh, no, I can't handle erotic fanfic. Like, this is too hot. And so I'm on the plane next to this... this lady that works in PR at Disney, like she's not meant to be sitting next to me, just happens to be sitting next to me, and she worked in Synergy, which is the most modern title ever. I'm just like,
oh, that's a huge thing at Disney,
and I'm like,
the buzzword,
and
it
I'm
has
like,
been.
Do you realize your job doesn't really exist? And she goes, yeah, I know, yeah. It's great. So So I'm like talking to her and I'm trying to be very polite and she's like asking me what I'm doing here and all this stuff. And then I open up this file and it's this Star Wars like Mendo's cock is referenced, right? I don't want to spoil too much.
Is that line one?
But I'm like going red reading this and I'm worried like that she's going to glance over at my laptop, so I start dimming the screen and tilting it. It is gnarly. It's so bad. And the only thing that could make it worse is some sweet sound effects, which we are working on right now. Someone just said Jesus Christ, which I would take to mean that Chris Seacle's somewhere here. What happened to that dude? Is he homeless now in LA?
Like disappearing.
I think that's just what happened. He's just on the side of the street begging for change now.
Oh my God, that beard is amazing.
It's quite something.
I want to like just cozy up in there later on. What's going? Okay, we need a report from that lightsaber fight. Okay, so you're looking forward to the Making Star Wars thing. That's really
yes.
cool. What about you, Patrick? What are you looking forward to, my man?
Friday night making Star Wars. Obviously, Last Jedi panel, 40th anniversary, and I've still got my hopes up that we will get an announcement of what the next standalone will be.
Do you know what I'm actually looking forward to? Just when there's nothing to do. Like, yeah. Sunday, there doesn't seem like there's that much going on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't wait for that. Like, because I like just the chilling. I like just the walking around. I'm not sure what it's going to be like here, but in
it's pretty good.
In London, they had like bars just in
yeah.
And you could just.
I haven't seen any here. I'm a little bit concerned. A little bit concerned.
Well, it doesn't matter because Patrick has got a bottle opener.
Yep.
He doesn't have any beers, but if anyone.
I'm doing my part, my small part.
If anyone does have beers, bring them to Patrick.
Who looks at the unemployed guy and says, "Did you bring beer?"
Hey, man, you had that pretty sweet gig the other day packing out those shirts.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You're day laborer, right?
Yeah, day laborer.
Like, Patrick, spare me the dude that's unemployed but still flies himself out to go to a four-day Star Wars convention in Orlando.
It's like Kramer on Seinfeld.
Yeah. You're not actually, you're not like, it's not like you're out there begging on the streets with Seacal.
Yeah.
So let's just chill out, buddy.
That's a good point.
You've got your special medallion necklace. You've got your celebration T-shirt on.
But I paid for all this when I had a job.
Oh.
It arrived in the mail, and I didn't remember ordering it.
Well, it's like, ooh, what's this? Oh,
yeah. It was like somebody sent me a shirt.
Nice.
What about you, Ben Hart, with Noe? What are you looking forward to, my man?
Last Jedi panel, and of course, our special podcast right afterwards. It's gonna be. Really, really awesome, and just anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything.
I think tomorrow's panel, the 40th anniversary, is the true anything can happen panel.
Yeah, it does kind of have that vibe to it. Mm. When they announce Hayden Christensen is going to be there, that's when you know it really can be anything. Because I remember looking at what it was going to be, and it was like, okay, Mark Hamill, Ian McDermott, yada yada yada. That's fine. That'll be interesting. Then they announce Hayden, and it's like, okay. This is actually something special. It's not just going to be, hey, guys, 40 years, and now Star Wars is back. How about that?
But the fact that they announce Hayden and then say, oh, and we've also got surprises.
Yeah.
Like, because that would be a good sizzle surprise.
Well, and they were really pushing it on the Star Wars show. And the Star Wars show never lies still. Never oversells anything, never talks down to you. It's always straight shooting from the Star Wars show. That's what they say about it. Star Wars show, straight shooting Star Wars.
How cynical has Dominic grown over the years, you guys? I used to
be the guy yelling about how great Kinect Star Wars was and how nice it was to see characters dancing and stuff. And now
I'm
just
to be
like,
just a young Canadian full of joy and maple syrup.
Seal, then Megapod happened and we broke him. That was the turning point.
I think I've just been spending too much time in the States. I think that's
that
just
it?
What it is. Yeah.
Oh, so who is here on Sunday?
What do you mean?
Are you here on Sunday night?
Yeah, on Sunday
okay,
night.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you might be leaving. Ben, I'm putting a Ben.
I might have to skip out, but
what do you
I'll
mean,
stay as long.
What do you mean might?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Don't you have plans? Like, don't you, like, bank...
I have a job and
things
to get back to.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But, like, don't you also have plans and schedules with airlines or... you drove.
I drove.
Okay.
I have a car.
Your dad has a car.
Burn. I can drive it.
That's Hart with no dignity.
Ben was so excited to be on Steel Wars, and I think we just broke him.
This has become the roast of Ben.
All we need is a guy to do the ba-dum.
Yeah, well.
God, don't start the drums back up, man.
Sorry about the roast. Ben's used to barbecue.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to bring... Thank you.
You roast the ones you love, right?
Yeah, that's what I tell him to. No, that's true. Yeah, that is so true. What about you, Kieran? What are you looking forward to, buddy?
This panel, actually. I know I fell asleep during the queue, but I am actually looking forward to this one. I'm just conserving the energy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this podcast.
Oh, really? Well, let's not stretch it. Come on.
I was like, God, he set his sights so low.
I'm still in delirium, clearly. No, I think there could be a couple of surprises. I said to a couple of people that I wonder if someone like Ewan McGregor could be a massive surprise. I feel like there could be a big prequel actor yet to make an appearance, because they got all this Revenge of the Sith like wallpaper.
No, Kieran. Oh my God. Get off the podcast and go get on Reddit. That is the worst. Oh, they've reused all this bannerage from 12 years ago. That could mean something.
I'll tell you what it means. It means that they spent all their budget on this bitchin' DJ, and this is what they had to do.
Well worth it then. Well worth
it. Yeah, it was great. It was a great move financially.
So for everyone, they've got like all the banners up from whatever celebration was before Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. Celebration 3.
Well, I've just been duped then. But
yes,
there you go.
Yes, you have.
What? This is a bit of a non-celebration topic, but I was so busy with Comedy Festival and getting ready to come here. I only just watched the season finale of Rebels on the plane.
Oh, wow.
Like today.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to think. Like,
it's kind of how I felt, where it wasn't like there wasn't anything that made me mad. But I sort of looked at it and went, all right, there were a couple of times where I had to go, oh, so that's part of Star Wars now. Okay.
Yeah, like, I didn't know that to be a fan of Star Wars, I had to start following weather reports. It was so weird.
We have a Bendu moving in off the northern front, and we'll have showers tomorrow.
Cyclone Bendu. Yeah,
stay indoors.
I didn't sort of like it or dislike it. Yeah. I was just like, oh, okay, so the talking cloud's here.
Well, he went from being a talking moose to a talking cloud. So how much of a stretch is that?
Pretty limber. That's pretty limber. That is some sweet yoga moves. That is some Bikram Star Wars storytelling. Oh, that was a very hard sequence of words, you guys. It is 1:30 and I am just leaving a rave, everyone. So, Patrick, did you see that episode?
Yeah, I did.
Silence is golden.
Come on, man. Come on.
He's either about to admit that he loved it or that he hated it.
It started with some promise. With the little Kanan and Ezra conversation, I thought, oh my God, here it is. They're going to kill Kanan. Nope.
Oh, man.
I almost wonder, though, if they had...
This is two season finales in a row where they've basically set it up like they would kill Kanan and didn't.
It almost made me wonder if they had put together two endings in case they didn't get renewed.
No, they knew.
That conversation, they knew. Wishful thinking. No.
It's too internal. Yeah. Like, it's all like a big company. They knew.
Yeah.
So.
It's the right pocket paying the left pocket.
Like, what's that?
It's the right pocket paying the left pocket.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's no way.
Yeah, I just... Nothing really happened.
What about you, Eric?
The action of it was good, but at the end, it was completely inconsequential.
Yeah.
Like, nobody lost anything. They lost a base, and now they're looking for a new one, which is suspiciously...
But Eric, Commander Sato died, and Admiral Constantine.
Yeah, the two big players. I will tell you this, man. At the very beginning, where Hera's like, okay, Kanan and Ezra, you get on this ship, and they're separating. Cut them. Just do it. This is your chance.
No, but if they had done that, then this weekend we would be getting the announcement of the all Kanan and Ezra show.
No, I thought that was the big chance to kill them off. They're separating them from the herd. Yeah. They're gonna kill them. Yeah, but no. But
and
it,
that's
it wasn't
what I
meant
thought
to be.
When Kanan went out on his own. Yeah. I was like, he's not gonna make it back. But the only hope I got out of it was just the looks like this is setting up next year to have Empire versus Mandalore, because they came in and helped at the end.
That would be cool.
So, although I didn't think this episode was great, I'm hoping for a better season 4.
I'm a bit confused now that you've just jogged my memory. So, I didn't watch, you know, I only watched it today, but when I, maybe I just missed it on the plane, but after it screened, like, maybe, like, on the Star Wars Underworld Twitter or something, there was a photo of all these Mandalorian helmets.
It was, like, teaser art for
Rebels
next year.
Recon.
Oh, so that's from next year. Okay, because I thought there must have been some big slaughter.
No.
Okay.
No, that's they put that at the end of Rebels Recon to tease next season.
The slaughter was our hopes and dreams.
Wow.
Struthers just...
Dude, it was a bit of a beat down, man. I mean, just as far as like how none of it ended up mattering at the end. I mean, seriously, they're starting out exactly the way they started this previous season. Now, well, better find a base.
Well, I think they're just everybody's going to Yavin, though. So it's sort of like, at least we don't have to do the whole finding the base thing again.
Someone should have died. It should have been either Kanan or Zeb. I mean, okay,
There's no point in having Zeb on the show anymore.
I genuinely liked the episode. I think it was enough of a defeat, it was enough of a victory for Thrawn, but it's like, you come out of it, it's like, oh, it's all hopeful again, like, and what have we progressed? Where have we actually gone? Thrawn's still the villain, they're still on the run, you know, I think you would have had so much emotional weight if Zeb had gone out in anything. What if Kanan had stayed behind and fought off Thrawn or something like that? They need to start killing some characters, come on.
They finished Zeb's arc. There's nowhere for him to go.
I was going to say, it's like it barely feels like Zeb's even still in the show.
I probably wouldn't have minded this as much as a mid-season finale.
Yeah.
And then come back from a break. But as a season finale, it just
it's definitely one of the weakest finales they've had, probably.
No. Twilight of the Apprentice is the worst offense to a Star Wars fan's sensibility since the Ewok Adventures.
Oh!
Oh! Wait! Hey! Yeah. Whoa!
Hey!
Whoa!
I'm not Steel so bad Wars anymore, am I? Huh?
Jeez! Wow!
I've never seen the Ewok Adventures.
Oh! Even worse.
Oh, yub nub, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not dissing Ewoks. Just those movies.
Mate, don't knock it, you know, until you've seen it, all right? Well, and then feel free to knock it, okay?
Well, would people have preferred the current season finale or the Maul and Obi-Wan episode
as
the finale?
Have ended on this. They should not have ended on that.
Yeah.
That was too...
But then people didn't really like this.
AP5, in space, singing...
Yep.
Cut to black.
I would have quit. I would have quit all of Star Wars if that's what it was.
Lies.
The Maul Kenobi should have been the season finale. It should have been a two-parter, and the story should have been different.
Everything about the Maul-Obi-Wan thing, except the actual little... Well, even the actual little duel. Like, it's the thing about the Maul Kenobi thing is all of the concepts, I think, are good in that episode, except maybe Ezra in the desert, but it was just... The execution was
so,
not
except
there.
For like most of the episode,
except for everything about
except
it,
except for the things, except for the thing, the things that mattered in the episode, the concepts were good.
It's like I say, there's
the execution.
I can't even talk about that episode because I went through it with Jason for 2 hours, pause play every second.
The worst thing about it is that. You don't see him die. I thought he just cut the saber, and then he passes out. What? I was just
he just
so
really
confused.
Liked that saber.
He was
just
sad.
There was smoke coming off of his torso.
Well,
they artfully
smoke on the torso. Darth Maul's dead.
Nice.
He was just so bummed that the Jedi cut another one of his lightsabers in half. He just laid down and took a nap.
Just gave up.
I think the thing that I was most upset about, it was just the story was told in the wrong medium. It shouldn't have been on Rebels. Here you have a minor villain from the show, because Thrawn was supposed to be the big bad, versus a guy who's never been on the show.
He's muting Patrick's mic right now.
And all of the main characters from the second half.
It should have been, if they were going to do it, they should have committed and done the two-parter and given us a whole episode of Maul and Kenobi.
Should have given us a direct-to-home media, hour-long animated special that wasn't Rebels.
Yeah.
Maul
versus Obi-Wan.
What about, they end on the Ben Kenobi Darth Maul scene.
Yeah.
That's the end of the that
they
season.
They don't show the fight.
No, no, they show it. They show it. They show it. And, like, Darth Maul, like, asks about who the Chosen One is, and Ben Kenobi goes, yeah, I think it's him. And as he drifts off, a DJ starts to play.
Oh, my God, yes.
Best ending ever.
Oh, Macarena.
God, what now about all your international listeners are going to be like, they're still doing the Macarena in the States.
Oh, they're still doing it in Australia. Don't worry. Don't worry. What about, has anyone else got something? What are you looking forward to the most? Introduce, everyone introduce, and then...
Hi, this is Colleen. I'm Leany Cap on Twitter. I'm looking forward to everything, especially tomorrow, seeing Hayden and Mark together on stage, father and son.
It's so weird that they're father and son, but it's the wrong way round. Yeah. Like, it is the weirdest Marty McFly situation that like, somehow, and turn it down if there's kids in the car, that... the grizzled Mark Hamill somehow came out of that handsome young man's testicle sack, fertilized into the lovely Natalie Portman, and then bearded up and then just started chilling out on an island.
It's not quite Marty McFly, because Marty kissed his mom and Luke kissed his sister. A little bit different.
Wow, that is some really redneck definitions there. What else are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to meeting Mark Hamill, which is pretty much the highlight of everything.
Oh, what are you getting?
I'm getting a photo op with him, and I'm just going to hug him and cry.
That's the right thing to do.
You think I should ask permission, or should I just go for it?
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, you've already paid your money.
No, beard does not mean consent.
No, I'm ready for his beard. I don't know. There's some pictures of him without the beard or with the beard. I'm not sure what he is right now.
Ignite the beard. There's a lot of now discussion off mic about whether he has the beard or not. It seems like it's... No, I don't. I think it's stubble. I think he's got stubble.
Stubble?
Well, they just shot that Force for Change thing. What did he have?
Stubble, yeah.
Yeah, but who knows when they shot that?
Oh, it was that day. It was the day we saw it.
Wow. Anyone else got...
Hey, it's Nicolette Retta. I'm super excited to see if they're going to pull any Old Republic material into the new Star Wars movies. And, yeah.
What? The Old Republic, that just a video game or is there books? I'm not very...
It's a mix of both.
I'm not very astute in the Old Republic.
I mean, I grew up playing the Old Republic video games. Like, I'm super hardcore Old Republic. Like, you can ask me anything, I'll know. And, like, there's been hints of it in The Force Awakens, so I'm excited to see what they put.
What sort of hints?
Like, okay, so Kylo Ren's lightsaber is pulled from Revan's. It's one of the prototypes they had for Revan back for the video game, which was the crossguard. And some of Rey's theme song has parts of Bastila's theme song from the soundtrack. So, yeah.
God, John Williams accused of plagiarism here.
I think that Rey's lightsaber is going to maybe be like Bastila's double blade yellow. I'm hoping. That's just me hoping.
Do you think Rey's going to have a different lightsaber?
I think she's going to be double bladed for sure because she has the staff.
Ooh.
So
I don't know.
I think she's just going to use Luke Anakin's until...
Yeah.
Probably to train, but like when she finally makes her own...
Yeah, maybe.
I kind of think that if they're like thinking long term, that they'll keep that saber in play, so then they can then bring that, you know, to episode 27, and then we'll all be like at Star Wars Celebration, like 2049, going, I hear that the blue lightsaber is doing an appearance. I can't wait to touch its beard. Be very exciting. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the novelty lightsabers. I keep my lightsabers pretty old school.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
But, you know.
Classic. Green.
Whatever color. Green is
green,
my favorite. I don't want other people green.
Spinning.
Yes,
what if you fly away?
I would prefer, when I order my lightsabers, I do say, no ketchup, non-spinning.
How would you feel the last scene of episode?
Whatever you're going to say, it's going to be dumb, so.
I have a feeling he was going to ask you if Luke ignites the green and it's a helicopter lightsaber. If you
Would that just be it? Would you be done?
Episode 9 is Luke gone. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
That's how he got to Octo.
Wait, say that on mic.
That's how he got to Oct 2. He just...
All right. Lightened. I just want it recorded how dumb you are, okay? Horrible. Horrible, Ben. Ben. I was so excited to meet you, Ben. And you bring this to me.
I don't have a mic. You're roasting me again. I can't defend myself.
Maybe you can defend yourself with your helicopter lightsaber that you're doing tourism with. Are you a helicopter lightsaber apologist, Ben?
No, not at all. It's the dumbest thing ever.
Thank you. All right, you're back in the good books. What's your Ewok stance?
Ewoks, thumbs up, man. Thumbs up, Ewoks.
Right, I'm gonna
yub nub.
I'm gonna hug Ben
well,
soon.
If Gina can get Thrawn in Rebels, you can get the helicopter lightsaber in the new episodes.
If what?
There's a woman, Gina, she's like, she used to be on our, you know, channel 1138, right? She got Thrawn in Rebels, so. Yes, so, you know, if she can get Thrawn in Rebels, he can get the helicopter lightsaber in.
Yo, that's what makes it scary. Don't do that. Ben, be careful what you say.
Start a petition.
No.
Those always work.
No.
All right, has anyone else got anything they're really looking forward to that's a little bit different?
It's my birthday this weekend,
Sweet. And
I'm getting a Star Wars tattoo.
Cool. Nice. Ooh, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right, introduce yourself
nice.
To everyone.
I'm Parker. I'm from Utah. So just bumped into everybody in the line that I recognize from the internets. So,
what are you going to get tattooed?
Some Arabesh script and a Rebel Starboard. So,
oh, you're getting two?
Well, it's like all part of the same design.
And what does the Orabesh say?
It's something my brother, this is my brother Mick, we used to say to each other when we were kids. We used to say, death before the dark side. So it's kind of our little thing that we used to say to each other when we were kids. It's
God, you guys had a dark childhood.
Yeah.
That's hardcore, man.
Introduce you to my dad someday, and you'll all of a sudden you'll be getting tattoos as well.
Wow. Where are you going to get it? What butt cheek?
Left. It's going to cross over in the middle, and if you play your cards right, you can read it really well.
Where do you think that Rebel Starboard is going to be?
Yeah. That is suddenly, like, it sounds like a very lovely Star Wars tattoo that reflects on your youth. But if you do get that tattooed on your butt cheek and it says death before the dark side, that becomes a highly homophobic message, John.
I don't know, man. I think maybe it could just be a poop joke at that point.
That also fits.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else top that?
Well, I'm Savannah. If we're talking about the whole tattoo thing, my brother and I here are hopefully going to get two tattoos. I'm going to get one lightsaber. He'll get the other. And we can put them together. Absolutely.
Dope.
But as for what I'm looking forward to most...
Oh, my God. I'm going to start crying.
Wait,
that's beautiful.
I don't know. We haven't fully discussed it.
You got to figure that out before you get there.
Red for him, and okay. I'm thinking either blue or green. I can't decide which one. Green? You're saying green?
Ignite the green.
The evil one. I'll do the lighter one. I'll take it.
But wow, that's so sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. We decided it today, and I think we need to absolutely make it work.
Wow, that is so much better than your butt tattoo.
But his butt tattoo idea is pretty awesome. I've got to give him props for even discussing it.
Well, maybe you can savor his butt at the end of the con. That is fantastic. That's delightful, Savannah. That is so sweet.
As for what I'm looking forward to most, though, I am very excited about the Last Jedi panel. I just need to know more about the future. I need to find out what is going to happen. Who's Rey's father? It's driving me absolutely bonkers. And I just can't wait to find out something. Anything will get me satisfied.
Who do you do you have a hope for who the father
is? I definitely do not think that she is any kind of Skywalker. I truly don't. The only theory that I have read that makes the most sense is that she's some type of, like, Padawan or something, or, like, the dark side of some kind, because a Skywalker has already gone dark, so now they have to have a dark side go light. Like, a Palpatine, I'm sorry. Yes, that's what I had meant in the beginning, Palpatine, because there's no way that she can be a Skywalker, or else it would be the most boring next episode that you could possibly imagine. I just can't see it actually happening, or else a lot of Star Wars fans would be very angry. At least I would be one of the very angry people.
I think a lot of Star Wars fans are going to be angry no matter what it is. Like, there's no pleasing people.
There's not.
Because there are people that are set in their ways. No, she has to be Luke's daughter. She has to be this. She has to be that.
But if she's Luke's daughter, then it's like, okay, we're going back a couple episodes and we're repeating everything. Yeah. And there's nothing new. And it's like with this new Disney owning Star Wars and like all that stuff, it has to be a new story or else people are going to completely lose interest. It's all new, completely. So it has to be something that can catch somebody's eye and truly catch somebody's interest and see where it can take it further.
What about if she's just no one's daughter?
I've thought about that as well, where her parents don't really matter. And I think that could be a good storyline as well, to where her parents just left her on this planet and she was just blessed with these wonderful Jedi powers. But I do know that she had to have been taught by somebody, and she had to have had this somewhere in her past in order for her to be as good as she is at the moment, you know? So it may not matter, but she had to have been taught by somebody at least.
Mm. My biggest fear is it just won't make sense.
I know.
Like, at the end of the day, it's just like, oh, we put way more thought into this than you did.
That's true.
I really regret my buttock tattoo.
This yeah.
I think my fear is that the last 10 minutes of episode 9 will be like the last 10 minutes of Revenge of the Sith. Like, oh, here's a bunch of stuff we need to just wrap up.
Yeah.
Just thrown in there as fast
like,
as possible.
Exactly. Just like, oh, by the way, you guys are all waiting to find out who her parents were. They didn't matter.
Yeah, that is... Yeah, the end of Revenge of the Sith is like, oh, you should have skipped a bit, like, and gotten to this. Like,
yeah.
It's like... Yeah, it feels like sometimes when, like, in like when I was in the Comedy Festival show, sometimes, like you go on about something that's in the middle, and it's, like, a set thing, and then when you get towards the end, when it's the good bit, you're like, I've got to speed through this. And that is definitely Revenge of the Sith. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's very good, Savannah. Oh, do you want to, Rusty?
Hi. It's good to be here. I had to break in to get in, but...
Some guy just got his head lopped off.
I also am looking forward to this 40th anniversary panel, as well as the...
Dude, you meant to say I'm looking forward to getting a tattoo with my sister. That was the sweetest moment, and you blew it.
That was already said. She knows.
She's looking forward to it, I know.
It was my idea, so... the Carrie Fisher tribute is also going to be, I think, nice one.
I'm sort of, like, looking forward to that, not looking forward to that.
Right.
Like I desperately want to go, mm-hmm. but then it's just like, yay, I feel horrible now.
Yeah. I bet they'll do their best to make it as light and as fun as it possibly can. You mm-hmm. know, I would hope anyway. We actually just got back from, there was a Star Wars get-together at the City Walk, and they had a nice, like, all the people that were there were, like, all did a cheers to Carrie Fisher. It was pretty sweet. Yeah, it was nice. Other than that, Last Jedi panel, of course, and,
Are you going to double down and do another sleep out?
What do you mean?
Like, tomorrow to night. Get in tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
When do you plan on sleeping?
I guess not a whole lot, really, yeah. Not a whole lot.
Through the tap.
Yeah. I mean, last year in London, it was... I remember I missed most of the second day because I just... fell asleep because I was up for like 36 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this year I'll try to get like little naps in from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just try to
just sleep in the panels like Dom does.
Yeah, right.
That was one time. Uh-huh. It was a boring ass panel too.
It was so boring.
Were you there for that one?
Yeah, I was in. I was like
oh,
at the other.
Okay,
yeah, and it was back, just yeah. like, we're gonna make a book, and here's another book.
And if you look, maybe you see a picture of the book.
Here's the contents page of the book. Yeah. No buys.
So my name is Mike. I guess what I'm looking forward to, other than the Last Jedi panel and the 40th anniversary, well, I was looking forward to the Battlefront trailer and that, but that leaked, so I guess not anymore.
Okay, but you were looking forward to it, but were you, like, satisfied by what you saw?
I think that they took a lot of criticism under advisement because they didn't really have a story. And, I mean, I got to talk to the community manager at Anaheim, and he's like, yeah, we're going to cut this, we're going to cut the story, because we feel people don't really want it. And I felt that they really missed the target audience of who actually really likes
these
games.
That's when you know somebody doesn't know Star Wars fans, when you say, yeah, they don't want story.
Yeah.
Like, that is a stupid statement. Like, that's really bad, because if there's anything, we're going to line up tomorrow night to find out just the teeniest little things about the next story. We don't care about, you know, the lightsaber stuff, so that's all great and fun, but if there's not a good story to go with it, I mean, look.
Yeah, we want to know the intricacies. Like, we want to know who the parents were of the DJ.
Yeah, this isn't Call of Duty. We actually want to know something there.
Yeah, that sounds like a statement that came from somebody who knows video games and likes Star Wars. You need somebody who likes Star Wars and knows video games to run a Star Wars video game successfully. And evidently, with Battlefront, maybe not.
Yeah, like my biggest complaint of Battlefront was that I was horrible at it, and I didn't like want to invest the time. But that little 30-second trailer did seem like it answered all the complaints that I hear other people say, like with the multiple errors and the story mode and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, what I'm literally looking forward to is the possibility of going from an Imperial angle, because I feel that they never really do any of that in mainstream media. It's always usually books or comics, but never anything that a lot of people will see.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be interesting.
Yeah. And how did you meet someone on a plane or something? That
yeah, I ended up getting picked up. So yeah, I met some very interesting people from the 501st. So being him.
Me, Eric, and my buddy Mickey from the 501st, who he's probably in this building somewhere to help me finish my armor. We picked Mike up. He is actually a Mandalorian costumer.
What do you mean you picked him up?
Well, you know, I mean, have you seen this guy?
I was kind of like a stray puppy, to be honest. And they just
Where were you? Like, is this a Tinder hookup?
No. Yeah. Let me back up. So we were at the airport this morning leaving, and I had my my Stormtrooper helmet in a bag, and he noticed it, and we started talking, and then we ended up next to him on the in the plane, and talked. And then he just randomly ended up next to us, outline at least allegedly randomly. I'm now starting to feel like maybe it's a little more creepy than I thought, but
actually, to be honest, right before I saw you, I was like, you know, it'd be really weird if I ran into those guys from the plane, and then I saw your lightsaber tube, uh-huh. that you have your lightsaber. Your lightsaber's in, and yeah, I was like, okay, this is either going to go pretty good or it's going to be pretty damn creepy.
I'm glad you hooked up with this man. Damn it, I said hooked up. I shouldn't use that word. I'm glad that you ended up.
I'm so glad
here
you saw
us.
My tube. Yeah,
you got a real good look at your shaft.
Yeah.
Hey, at least God. I'm not the one getting the butt tattoo.
Dude, this is like Emily Lind and her erotic thesaurus all over again.
Ignite the pink. out of control. What are your hopes and dreams? Getting your seat back?
Yes. My ass hurts because steel.
I just tattooed him, everyone. Okay, that's why his ass hurts.
Yes. Yeah, just the two major panels here. I do want to see Mark. Say bye to Carrie.
Oh, you didn't introduce yourself either.
Oh, Aaron. At the Kenobi POV on Twitter. And Yeah, just those two panels, just meeting everybody. It's really awesome meeting them face-to-face, meeting new people. The lines are fun so far, and yeah, just the hangout. That's the main thing for me.
Cool, Aaron.
Yeah.
What about you, Jared? What are you looking forward to, buddy? Grab a mic.
Like to echo what everyone else has been saying, I'm Jared from Podcast 2187 and do artwork for Making Star Wars, like the newly unveiled Your Snoke Theory Rocks parody item.
Hardly artwork. More. Anyone can crack open a very popular satirical logo and put a bit of MS Paint on it. All right.
It's true, but I also added the Rainbow Bright style stars around rocks.
I can't believe Jason had to actually get someone to help him with that.
No, the best part is that he specified Rainbow Bright style, which was I enjoyed that a great deal. But no, I'm looking forward to a lot of the same things everyone else is. I think this 40th anniversary panel should be excellent, and I'm really looking forward to the Last Jedi panel and the Making Star Wars podcast meetup and everything. It seems like it's going to be a great time, and just getting to hang out with people and, you know, hang out with people I see all the time in California, but also people who I know online I've never gotten a chance to meet before.
Yeah, it's weird that when I came here and met everyone, everyone's like, oh, I'm this in the safe haven. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the internet. This is Pixels, but better.
Well, anything without Adam Sandler actually there seems better.
Hey, he's a great comedic actor of our time, all right? He's done some great stuff. Done some great stuff. What did you think of the announcement of the
web miniseries?
Yeah, thing? Yeah.
Sounds cool. It seems like a good way to just do little fun things on YouTube and get the...
Explain what that is.
Oh, so they announced this show called Star Wars Forces of Destiny. It's going to be animated shorts, 2D animated shorts, like the old Micro Clone Wars series.
Was that one of the names that they trademarked?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We thought it was a video game or something.
It sounded like a kiddies ride at Disneyland to me.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird-ish title. It's not the best title ever, but...
But it's not... I don't think it's a giant ripple in Star Wars fandom.
No, it's going to be one of those things that, I feel like it's trying to get people in who are not Star Wars people, who are, just into watching YouTube videos. Because then they'll just go on YouTube and be like, oh, I just saw Rogue One. Oh, look, there's an animated Jyn Erso story. I'll watch that. And then they'll watch all the other ones, and then they'll be like, now I'm going to see everything Star Wars. And that's, I think that's what they're hoping is going to happen.
Now, I don't mean, I did tweet out, and I was in fear, I'm going to check my Twitter, of being called a misogynist. I'm just going to see if anyone's attacked me over this. Where's my Twitter?
This is great podcasting.
How dare you? How dare you?
It took you long enough.
Steele slowly scrolls through his Instagram feed, clicking and swiping and tapping.
No one's had a go. All right. Oh, because I just tweet, because there's Ewoks in one of the in the Princess Leia one.
Right.
And I just zoomed in on that and just that's all that matters. Is that Ewoks are back.
Ewoks are back.
Ben Hart, no E. Do you know why that E is not in your name? Because it's getting used for the Ewoks.
Why? Why do you keep, why must you keep doing this?
I'm excited to see you, Benjamin.
Well, I'm excited to see you, too. I'm excited to be on one of my favorite podcasts.
Aww. Every time you talk, because everyone else is just here in, just listening, but I've got the headphones on. So, and I'm used to talking to Ben. I'm getting used to talking to Eric. I'm used to talking to Patrick.
I think you're used to talking to me. You're not used to talking to Ben.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah. You pointed at me and you said, I'm used to talking to Ben.
You can fix that in post.
Yeah, just say Dom real quick and we'll punch it in.
So anyway, I'm used to talking to that dick from Canada. The dude that used to be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you talk, it's like, I'm listening to a podcast. It's you've got like...
Oh,
it's,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
And you look over and you're like, oh, wait, no, it's just him.
No, I go, it's Ben. Ben Hart, no easier.
It's exciting.
So my voice matches my face, I guess you're saying.
No, it does. I'm
able to throw my voice? Is that it?
No, I think sometimes you don't even attach a face to the voice. You just go, that's the voice. Do you know what I mean? Like,
my voice is bigger than my body.
Stop mixing.
I'm making this weird. Why are we doing this?
I don't know, but sometimes when you just listen to a podcast and, like, you know, you guys don't throw up, like, many photos of you guys. So I just, like, I don't know. Like, I know Ben Hart, the voice. But now I've met Ben Hart, the man.
It's an exciting day.
You can't forget me,
guys,
no
I
matter
have
how hard
news.
You try.
I won't.
Beard Watch 2017. Hamill has the beard today.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, here we go.
I'm going to touch it.
You have to take that soundbite and somehow work it into the erotic fan fiction.
Oh, that's going to be.
Yeah.
That's for sure, man.
Good call. Good call. Good call.
Make a quick edit to the story and work that line.
Nah, we can add that in.
I have a feeling those words are already in the script somewhere.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess that's going to be it. You guys are going to record something now? Do you want to sizzle that?
Yeah, we're going to record something. Check it out,
StarWarsUnderworld.com
and on the Star Wars Underworld iTunes feed. And Google Play iTunes feed. That's what it is.
Play iTunes feed.
Try that again.
Thank you.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah. That's
Where's Hawes? We need to edit that out.
Yeah. This could be it for day zero. Before day one. And this is the best thing about it. Like, we've already had so much fun and it hasn't even started. We haven't even had admission yet. It's going to be the best time ever. May that force be with you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.